For this month's program, I have decided to review two special articles which appeared in the October 2009 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics. Both articles are related to standard of care. The first article is titled, Standard of Care, Why Is It Necessary? By Michael Riolo and James Vaden. I suspect that for many orthodontists, the terms evidence-based treatment and standard of care have negative connotations. As orthodontists, most of us tend to be very independent, and the thought of some outside person or entity telling us how we should practice or what standard of care we should achieve in our practice can sound intrusive. I am reviewing this article and will review the second article later in the program because I believe most orthodontists do not fully appreciate the importance of having a standard of care for orthodontic treatment. In this article, the authors quote a study by Dr. David Sackett, who is a clinical epidemiologist who teaches at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and has studied clinical medical continuing education and how general practice physicians change their concepts and clinical treatment decisions over time. I found one of Dr. Sackett's statements to be most interesting. He noted that in medicine, new graduates comprised approximately 4% of the pool of physicians for the next year, 5% consist of full and part-time clinical teachers, and of the remaining 91% of all physicians, fewer than 10% take sufficient advantage of the available information to maintain a good understanding of the current standard of care in general medicine. He found that most physicians change their treatment perspective because of random experiences with short courses, interaction with peers in hospitals and group practices, study club programs, presentations by salesmen, and occasional superficial reviews of journal articles. For the balance of practitioners, he found that what was taught in the year the physician graduated from medical school was the best indicator of the type of medical care delivered. These comments reminded me of a presentation that I went to a number of years ago by a physician from the University of Vermont who pioneered the concept of problem-based records in medicine. The comment that he made that I've never forgotten was that in the United States, the treatment that you receive for a medical problem is determined more by the specific medical office that you go into than by the symptoms with which you present. A comment like this certainly supports the need for a standard of care in medicine. I believe that many orthodontists are resistant to establishing a standard of care because they feel that a standard of care implies that all patients must be treated to an ideal and that they themselves have a number of cases that do not have an ideal finish. Establishing a standard of care does not mean that all orthodontic cases must be treated to an ideal finish. Obviously, all of us have patients who have less than ideal finishes for a number of different reasons, such as growth, cooperation, hygiene and financial considerations, and concerns of the patient or parent. In this article, the authors note that one element that defines a profession is that it establishes and enforces its own standards. The authors emphasize that initial standards for orthodontics should be realistic and achievable for the majority of clinicians who are qualified to deliver the type of care under consideration. They further note that without actual data, preliminary standards should represent the consensus of professional society representatives or be based on audits of clinicians. If appropriate, these standards could later be changed if research shows that a change is indicated. The bottom line of this article is that our specialty has an obligation and a right to develop criteria and standards for care, and if we don't do this, someone else will. You can find this article in the October 2009 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.